One of the most common questions I get is, what should I eat before I fast? And this is a really important consideration. And it's important whether you are doing an intermittent fast, maybe like a 16-hour overnight fast or an 18-hour overnight fast, or if you're doing a 3 or 4 or 5 day water fast. No matter how you're looking at fasting, you should always really consider the food that you're consuming in your last meal before you start your fast. And the same rules really apply. So what I'm talking about here applies whether you're doing a 5 day fast, whether you're doing a 3 day fast, whether you're doing a 16 hour overnight fast, maybe you're a beginner and you're just doing like a 12 or 14 hour overnight fast, these rules apply. Or if you're doing, you know, a 30 day fast or something, you know, something crazy that's, you know, going above and beyond, these rules apply. So first thing I always look at when I'm looking at meals is protein. Protein really helps stabilize your blood sugar, and it's super important for insulin sensitivity. And that's really key. You don't want the last meal you eat to spike your blood sugar and create blood sugar dysregulation. This is what a lot of people do wrong, is they're like, well, I'm not gonna eat for a while, so I'm gonna go out with a bang, right? I'm gonna go for, you know, my big hurrah, and I'm gonna have, you know, this, I'm gonna have a whole pizza, right? Or I'm gonna have a big bowl of ice cream when I'm, you know, finished with my meal. That sets you up for fasting failure, because that is gonna throw off your blood sugar. It's gonna create big insulin spike. Your blood sugar is gonna drop down. You're gonna get reactive hypoglycemia. You're gonna have a lot more cravings, and fasting is gonna be a lot harder to be successful at. So please don't do that. Instead, eat a really healthy meal, prioritizing protein, 30 to 50 grams of good quality protein, maybe more if, you know, you're very active, you have a lot of muscle mass, you might need more, okay? Most people find somewhere in that 30 to 50 gram range to be great, and they feel really satiated when they do that. Again, it's just gonna really depend on your activity level, your muscle mass, you know, your overall weight, right? So somebody that's a little bit smaller, not as active, 30 grams can be wonderful for them. Somebody that's a little bit larger, more active, maybe they exercise that day, 40, 50 grams, maybe even more, especially if, you know, you're a young athlete, you might need more than 50 grams. So, but that's where we start, 30 to 50 plus grams. You're not gonna go wrong if you do more than 50 grams. Even if your body doesn't need it, you're not gonna go wrong. It's gonna help with stabilizing your blood sugar. It's gonna help with insulin sensitivity, and it's gonna help you just feel more satiated during the fast. So don't worry about that, just make sure you prioritize it. Number two is healthy fat. Now, healthy fat is critical, but you can also overdo fat if your body doesn't digest and break it down effectively. So this is why the caveat here, I say 15 to 30 plus grams. Now, when we look at protein, protein has 4 calories per gram. So the average individual, like a big meal for most people is somewhere around 700, 800 calories, maybe 1,000 calories. So 30 to 50 grams, you're looking at 120 to 200 calories from that. So it's not a huge proportion of, you know, if you're eating a very large meal. Healthy fat, 15 to 30 grams, fat has 9 calories per gram. So if you're looking at 30 grams of fat, that's 270 calories right there. Now, for some individuals, that's no problem. Like for me, I can easily eat 30 grams of fat. In fact, I'll eat, you know, my body's able to tolerate 1500 calories in a meal. My digestive system is good. I'm very active. My muscles are pulling nutrients out of the bloodstream pretty quickly. And so I feel good when I eat, you know, a good solid meal like that. I typically need about 3000 to 3,500 or 4,000 calories a day just to maintain my weight. So for me, it's no issue, but for a lot of other people, eating 200 plus grams of fat in a meal, maybe they don't have a gallbladder, maybe they have a sluggish liver, that can make them feel nauseous. They just don't feel as good. They need smaller meals, maybe 500 calories or something like that. So that's why we want to tighter this up. And so that's why I say 15 to 30 grams, 15 at the minimum grams of healthy fats, 15 to 30, usually in that range, you're gonna do good. For some individuals, if you have a larger appetite, you can certainly do more than 30 grams, but try to watch the feedback your body gives you. If you feel a little bit nauseous, you have acid reflux after the meal, it may be because you went too heavy on the fats. Now, by healthy fats, what I'm talking about are things like avocados, extra virgin olive oil, or olives in general, coconut oil or coconut butter or coconut milk, grass-fed butter, yogurt, organic yogurt, could be grass-fed meats, right? Obviously, you know, a good fatty piece of meat is going to have the protein as well as the fat in there. So you want to take in consideration all of those things. And by this right here, when you're counting these grams, when you start doing this and you do this for a few meals, you really get an idea of how much grams of each are in the particular meal that you're eating. So it's not like you need to do this the rest of your life, but in the beginning, you want to have an awareness of, okay, how much protein am I getting here? How much fat am I getting here? And then you can kind of titer to where you feel best. Somebody that does not have a gallbladder, maybe they had the gallbladder removed, or they just don't feel good when they're eating fats, they might need to reduce the amount of fat. That's why I said 15, maybe 15, 20 grams or 30 grams, you know, depending on how well you're digesting those fats. But again, trying to get it from those good, healthy sources, maybe a little bit of nuts and seeds. Not a huge fan of getting fats from nuts and seeds in general because they're more pro-inflammatory, omega-6s, and our body, they can be tough on the digestive system. So I'm a big fan of the fat sources I already talked about. And of course, we want to avoid the really damaging fats, things like canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower, cottonseed, peanut oil. We want to avoid those. Those are very inflammatory for our body and will not set us up for a good fasting experience. And instead, really try to focus in on your grass-fed butter, your avocado, your extra virgin olive oil, your coconut fats, things like that, that are much better tolerated and they're less likely to cause inflammation in the body. Third thing here is polyphenols. And one way to think about that is colors. So we know fruits and vegetables come in a wide range of colors, and kind of the more colorful ones, the reds, the purples, the oranges, the yellows, they're rich, and as well as the greens, they're rich in things called polyphenols, which help feed our microbiome. And the more well-fed our microbiome is, the more postbiotic nutrients, which are very healthy and anti-inflammatory for our body, that those bacteria are now going to produce. And again, that's going to reduce inflammation in the body. That's going to set us up for healthier bowel movements. And it's going to also support us to have less cravings. When we're eating a lot of sugars and processed foods and less polyphenols, we create a microbiome that sets us up for cravings that actually will trigger more cravings, more sugar cravings, more carb cravings, and cause us to have a lot more struggle if we're trying to do a fast. So getting the polyphenols, again, helps to reshape the microbiome in such a way that we have less cravings, we're able to burn fat more effectively, create ketones, and have less inflammation in our system. So that's really key. And fiber goes along with that. So fiber we're going to consume with the polyphenols. You don't need like an extra fiber supplement. I don't recommend that. I recommend just getting the fiber from fruits and vegetables, right? Getting your fiber from good quality fruits and vegetables, things like avocados, olives, they have fiber in them. Green leafy vegetables have fiber. If you're eating fruit, fiber in there. If you're eating cucumbers, if you're eating, you know, all different types of things, that's going to have the fiber that you need. You really don't need to count out how much fiber you have. If you just have some plant-based polyphenol, colorful plants in your meal, along with the healthy proteins and the healthy fats like I talked about, that's good. That's what you want to do. Number five, this is really to help support your digestive system and to support your microbiome, is some sort of fermented food or beverage. This could be something like apple cider vinegar, could be sauerkraut, could be kimchi, could be pickles, could be organic yogurt, unsweetened, of course, right? No added sugar in it. That's what we want to do. You know, definitely want to avoid any sort of added sugar. So I'm not a big fan of like having a full kombucha right before you fast either, even though that's fermented. So technically it would be in this category. There's still a lot of sugar in there, and that sugar is going to throw off your blood sugar and create more cravings the next day, or, you know, whenever your fast starts getting beyond, let's say 10 hours, you're going to start to notice more cravings. So what we want to do is stick with low sugar fermented foods. Again, I mentioned a whole bunch of them. I really like apple cider vinegar. I love sauerkraut. So just taking like a little bit of sauerkraut, putting it on your plate with your meal. These fermented foods and beverages have postbiotic nutrients. So already metabolized compounds that are anti-inflammatory for your gut. So they help reduce inflammation in your gut. And the less inflammation you have in your gut, the healthier the overall microbiome is going to be, and the less cravings you're going to have. They also have enzymes. Some of them have probiotics in them. They have other nutrients, like sauerkraut has something called vitamin U, which is really powerful anti-inflammatory. It helps our body detoxify bad estrogens, helps us detoxify a lot of harmful compounds, parabens and phthalates. So having, again, sauerkraut or pickles or apple cider vinegar, it's going to help the sourness of it helps to activate our digestive juices. So our stomach acid, pancreatic enzymes, our digestive enzymes, as well as our bile flow. So we digest the meal more effectively. But then also on top of that, it also has these kind of compounds that help reduce inflammation in our system. So you don't need a whole lot with apple cider vinegar. You can just take like a tablespoon, put it in, let's say 4 ounces of water, a little bit of water that you drink before your meal. And that helps prime your digestive system. You can also take, let's say, 2 tablespoons of fermented vegetables like sauerkraut or kimchi and have that on your plate. You can have, you know, one medium to large pickle with your meal. You might have a half a cup of yogurt to add more protein, to add more healthy fats. Again, this should be an organic unsweetened yogurt that you're consuming. So you don't have any added sugar. You don't want the growth hormones and the antibiotics that are in the conventional yogurt. So good organic yogurt that will add protein, healthy fats, as well as the probiotics, enzymes, and postbiotics to support your microbiome. So really good stuff right there. That's what we're looking at. Again, protein, healthy fats, trying to get a lot of colors in our meal. That's going to provide the fiber, the polyphenols, and then something fermented. If you do that, you set that up right, you're going to have great fasting success. Your blood sugar is going to be stable. Your body's going to be burning fat, creating ketones, which help your brain feel really good. So a lot of people will say, when I'm fasting, I feel really energetic, mentally clear, really creative. That's the ketones, this byproduct of fats that our liver creates that can cross the blood-brain barrier, get up in the brain. They reduce inflammation in the brain. They're a great fuel source for neurons, and they really make you feel great when you're fasting. And you get that when your last meal is very blood sugar stabilizing, just like I talked about. So if you want to get the best results with fasting, make sure that you follow what I talked about in this video. And you can also feel free to share this with other people, with your friends, your family members, so they can understand more about this as well. Hopefully you got a lot out of this, and we'll see you in a future video training. Be blessed.